Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar daily to sing praises to God, receive prayers, and seek for His divine direction for the day. Welcome also to Friday, the 10th day in the 7th month. Please open your hand to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. Day 10. 10 represents responsibility and divine order. Israel crossed River Jordan on the 10th day. Joshua chapter 4 verse 19. That stands for crossing into a new season, leaving the wilderness experience behind. God gave Israel 10 commandments to live responsibly. Exodus 20. Jesus told the story of the 10 virgins. Matthew 25. Verses 1 to 13, God struck Egypt with 10 plagues in order to set his children free, demonstrating his judgment over his people's enemy. Now, stretch out your hand. They came out of Jordan on the 10th day. This is another 10th day. You will come out of every limitation, be it spiritual, physical, or financial. Limitations, come out of them. Enter your promised land. Possess your possession. Receive power to begin a new chapter of life. He gave them 10 commandments to maintain order. I command every confusion or disorderliness in your life ends today. End in your business, in your work, and in your marriage. Doors that remain shut against you, delayed answers, they shall manifest. Doors that remain shut shall open. This weekend shall be for joy, good news, and receiving new things in your family. What you thought you have lost shall suddenly be recovered. Long time money owed you shall be paid soon. I have an urge in my spirit today to pray for homes, I mean marriages, whether old marriage or new one. If you have your wedding ring over with you there, hold it up, or your wedding photograph, or your wedding dress, and if you are together, then please hold hands. May God bless your marriage, bless your home and family. May God bless your children and your union. And marriages with stress, tension, and problem, receive peace now. May honeymoon return to your marriage. Receive grace to forgive each other and enjoy your marriage in Jesus' name. All say amen. Yes, after this prayer, couples that are having animosity and issues, please receive grace to sit down together, discuss, no argument, forgive each other, and move on with your life. July 10th celebrant, open your hand for your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. Receive fresh oil of grace and favor. You shall live to your good old age. Happy birthday. Remember to wear and oversized materials. We are doing it for 3 days starting from yesterday for oversized blessings. Fourth issues for teaching today. Good day, sir. I'm going through a very hard time and I need your advice. I took a 10 million naira loan for jackpot, which ended as a scam. They are deducting it from my salary since 2004 every month. I also borrowed 500,000 naira for an online business, NRC, which was also a scam. Now, school fees and feeding for the children is a problem, and there is no help from their dad. Please, sir, what should I do? Wow. I wouldn't have read this because it's a sad and a bad story. But I read it to teach all listeners lessons. And please, help me teach your children and other people these lessons. This is what desperation to make it in life and make it quick, and greed to be like others and push people to. 10 million naira. Why must you jackpot to make it in life? If you need to travel or relocate, why not follow due process? Every country's immigration laws and procedures are on the internet. All this will help you secure visa without you making appearance in the embassy. You would have to tell all kinds of lies. you break all laws and regulations? God is not in this. Nigerians, Africans, stop this desperation to travel. Find out God's purpose for your life. Study along your passion. Train, get a mentor, work hard, save money, defer gratification. Start something in your country. In no time, you become rich and financially buoyant. Then you borrowed another $500,000 to start an online business you did not train for. No training, no mentor. Another scammer took that away. Any ungodly path for success and wealth will be short-lived. Your salary has been deducted from 2004, and this is 2026, 22 years deduction. Oh my God. Well, pray for mercy. Ask God to forgive you your sins. Give your heart to Christ and get saved. And ask God to show you mercy. He will. Listeners, you can succeed both at home in your home country or abroad. Just let God guide you. And don't cut corners to make it. I want TPGM members abroad. In US, in Europe, in Canada, Australia. You TPGM members abroad listening to this. Please put in a word for desperate Africans, especially Nigerians. Tell us your experience in traveling and your experience over there. And please give advice. Sometimes you just don't know what to tell desperate Nigerians again. Desperation and greed will always lead into a trap. Next, good afternoon, sir. Thank you, sir, for helping us with spiritual understanding. Sir, I have been paying my tithe before now, but I have not seen results. The Bible spoke about in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, that says, prove ye me now, if I will not open the windows of heaven, that there will be no room to receive the blessings. Sir, I stopped paying tithe when thieves stole my television and laptop, even though I paid tithe when I bought them. So I got discouraged and I stopped paying tithe because God said, I will rebuke devourers for your sake. Sir, what do you have to tell me on this? Thank you, sir, and remain ever blessed. Wow. Many people are going through this kind of experience and having this kind of feeling you are having. I want to thank you especially that even though you stopped paying tithe, you did not stop listening to God's word. That's why you are still listening to me on TPGF. There are many things running through my mind now. Tithe, 10% of our income, is the debt we owe God. I want everybody to write that down. Tithe is a debt we owe God. From the origin of tithe in the Bible, he said to them, bring 10% of your produce. They were mainly agrarian, so that the kingdom work will continue, so that there may be meat in my house. It is his portion in our income. He gave us life. Life is a gift from God. He kept us safe from evil. We live in an evil world. He gave us job opportunities that gave us the income in the first place. I can go on and on. What do I have and what do we have that God did not give us? Tithe is a debt we owe God. Offering and the other seeds are the laws we show God. When we pay tithe, he promised to open the windows of heaven. Do you know the meaning of windows of heaven? Windows of heaven means sanctified ideas, destiny helpers that God will make happen to us. Just one window of heaven, one God-given ideas can liberate you from financial guagamaya the rest of your life. You are pained by the thieves stealing your TV and laptop. Rightly so. But if you are financially buoyant, you will just order better and superior ones. You will even change that environment that common thieves can break in to steal television and laptop. That unfortunate incident was a test of your faith in God. Unfortunately, you didn't pass the test. So unfortunate. In Job 13, verse 15, Job said, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That is the correct mindset of a child of God. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 19, though the fig tree may not blossom, and there may be no fruit in the vine, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Nothing should make us get so discouraged that we stop loving God, we stop serving God, and rendering our obligations to God, including paying our tithe and sowing our seed. Please tell God you are sorry. Repent and start loving God again. Start serving God again. Start paying your tithe again. Final word, those of us who keep rejoicing, serving God, paying our tithe, and giving testimony, we also have our bad moments. We have our moment of pains, but we prioritize God over our pains and all those distractions. That's why we could continue, and we are seeing the hand of God in a bigger way. Well, we will do more tomorrow. Tomorrow is our communion service. Prepare your communion element this evening. Again, as I will always say, pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing. You have heard what I said this morning. Tithe is the debt we owe God. God does not owe us anything in paying our tithe. It is his portion in our earning. It is the offering and the other seed that carries blessings. Please keep tithing, keep loving God, keep sowing seed. Do it every day. I speak to our lives today. Go and blossom. Go and see the power of God. Everyone return to serving God, to loving God, to tithing, to sowing seed, and you will see the power of God in action. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. And Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.